can read his expression and his thoughts as he looks at Master Tave's bruised temple. Who needs the Force?
He let you get the hit.
No, of course he did. That's Master Tave. You think he'd be fooled by a move more suited to a tavern scrap?
He was tired. He let his guard slip. I got him. I hit him.
Dale is angry. She can see that. But Lannery cannot let him believe something like this. It will only add impetus to his fleeing the Force.
I've heard stories about him. He can hide in the Force, slip away, come back again.
She smiles softly.
He wanted to let you gain confidence. You were the clumsiest of all of us there, and he didn't want you...
Are you serious? Dale asks. Don't treat me like a child, Lannery. I might be younger than you, but I see more. I know more truths. And the truth is, strength doesn't only come from your stupid Force.
My Force?
Dale snorts. They are high up on the wild, windswept top of the temple. It's night, and the views over the plains are amazing. But Dale looks at the sky.
None of this is for me, he says,
and he sounds almost wistful.
None of this down here.
Even as Lannery walks away, Dale is still gazing at the stars. For a long while, Lannery stared up at the night sky. Alone out in the Tython system, she sometimes sat staring at the stars, letting the Peacemaker fly itself, and wondering what was out there. It was part of the reason why being a ranger suited her. One day she would advance to master, and then perhaps she would spend more of her time on Tython, contemplating the Force, instructing and guiding others, and eventually becoming an Elder Jedi. But youthful curiosity still drove her, and being alone in space, she had the time to dream. Besides, she liked the adventure. In that regard, perhaps she and her brother were alike. She glanced back into the living area and saw that Trisana was asleep. A pang of annoyance hit her that he slept so easily on her cot. But it was the best place for him right now. As they powered across the Calamar Sea toward the Kar Peninsula, Lannery needed to report in. There was much to tell. She lowered the volume on the flat screen and then keyed in Master Dam Powell's code. The soft chiming went on for some time, and then the screen flickered, and Dam Powell's face appeared.
Ranger Brock, Dam Powell said.
She looked as though she had been asleep.
I wasn't expecting to hear from you so soon.
Master Dam Powell, Lannery said, bowing her head briefly. I have a quiet moment, and there is progress. Troubling progress. After the brief time delay, the Jedi Master heard her words and appeared suddenly more alert. My brother Dalian is aware that I'm pursuing him, Lannery said. He has his spies, and they followed me from the moment I landed. I'm on the way to one of the Stargazer temples right now. I believe he might be here, right on Calamar.
Did you make contact with Trisana?
I did.
He's proved useful?
Lannery considered this for a moment, then nodded. She chose not to mention Dam Powell's genetic manipulation of Tree. It seemed irrelevant and perhaps even intrusive. She was a Jedi Master, after all.
Have you questioned any of those close to your brother and the Stargazers?
Yes, a woman called Kara. Rich, revered in Calamar society. Something of a hermit, though she seems very aware of any events that have interest for her. She funds the Stargazers. Didn't seem concerned about letting us know that.
It's from someone like her that we received some of what little information we have. It seems not all those who fund the Stargazers agree with what they're now attempting.
I think Kara does.
She said as much?
Not in so many words, but we searched her apartment, and I found something. Dam Powell shifted as she became more interested. Master, are you familiar with the tales of Osamael Orr?
Should I be?
Lannery smiled. Perhaps not. A story my parents used to tell me when I was a little girl. He's something of a myth from at least 9,000 years ago. An explorer from the very early days of our ancestors' time on Tython. It's said he developed an interest in the old city and disappeared down there, never to be seen again.
And the relevance?
He was real. And when I searched Kara's apartments, I found a secret room that contained several very old books. There was trouble. Her security droids came, and I had to make a creative exit. But I took one of the books with me.
And?
And it's Osamael Orr's diary from his time exploring the old city. One of them, at least.
One of them?
It's incomplete. But it contains something that... She pursed her lips.
Ranger?
It seems he found something of the Gree down there. And if my translation of the diary's obtuse wording is accurate, the technology your spies heard about, the dark matter device, might well be of Gree origin. Dan Powell was silent for a while, and she did not hide her shock.
It contains instructions?
No. Much of what it says is obscure, and does lead me to believe the stories of Osamael's madness. But there are three mentions of something that translates as step to the stars. And toward the end of the diary, it's very short, and I suspect much more once existed. He says he's searching for designs.
Did he find them?
Right now, there's no way of knowing.
Designs for a device to initiate a hypergate.
So does it exist? Dan Powell did not answer. It was as if she had not even heard the question.
Very little is known of the Gree. If these stargazers do have technical plans for something of Gree origin, they're toying with technology way beyond us.
You really believe that?
Even though the Gree have been gone for millennia, technology that old might as well be 10,000 years ahead of us instead of 10,000 behind. It's obscure, arcane, not to be touched.
I'm doing my best to track him down.
This might be worse than we thought. I must speak with Temple Master Lami, and he will want to contact the Council.
There's one more thing. The Calamar, Kara? I think she was once a Jedi.
Once?
It's confused. I couldn't read her at all, but not in the same way that I can't read Trisana. One corner of Dan Powell's mouth lifted in a half smile. Unspoken acknowledgement of whatever was between her and Tree. She claimed that the Force was stale within her.
Her name again?
Kara. That's all I have. Human, perhaps 70 years old, and big.
Big?
Huge.
Did she fall hard?
Master, I didn't kill her.
Then how did you search her apartments?
We have your friend Tree to thank for that. Dan Powell nodded, but she seemed more distant now, mind working.